Daily Pravo writes that Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil is receiving heavy criticism from his party's leadership, some of whom have reportedly demanded his resignation, citing anonymous participants of a meeting of the top Civic Democrat leadership on Thursday. The paper writes that Mr. Pospíšil was attacked from all sides regarding his designation of the head of the Supreme State Prosecutor's Office in Prague. The Justice Minister dismissed the previous head, Vlastimil Rampula, last November and replaced him with Stanislav Mečel. A criminal complaint was reportedly filed against the Justice Minister this week on the grounds that that the head of the Supreme State Prosecutor's Office must be appointed to the post, which Mr. Mečel was not. Mr. Rampula has since received a court verdict that he be reinstated. Prime Minister Petr Nečas stated he is seriously dissatisfied with the crisis at the office. Mr. Pospíšil maintains that he did not err in his decision and says there has been no talk of his own dismissal. Hackers have attacked the website of the music rights management company Intergram. The attackers published the company's database online in response to a call from the international hacktivist group Anonymous to take over the sites of, quote, corrupt corporations and government systems. A message left on the Intergram site said the group was eliminating obsolete power structures and business mechanisms that have proven a hindrance to human development. Similar attacks have frequently occurred in recent weeks to protest the International ACTA Treaty, which is aimed at combating counterfeiting and online piracy. A part of Adolf Hitler's collection of paintings has been rediscovered by an amateur Czech historian. Jiří Kukáš identified the 7 paintings in a private section of the depository of the Doksany Monastery in northern Bohemia. Hitler had originally hid the works of art, which were either bought or seized, in the south Bohemian town of Vyšný Brod, apparently in preparation for the opening of a museum. After Germany's defeat, the U.S. Army sent the collection to a gathering point for similar artifacts. How the 7 paintings came to be in Doksany is not known, according to TV Nova, which reported that no one from the monastery's staff knew of their origin. The station estimated that the works could fetch up to 50 million crowns at auction. Now turning to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly overcast with temperatures between 3 and 8 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.